And we're going to read one verse together, reading from the King James Bible. 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 5. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5. You ready? And let's read together in unison. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. I'm going to talk to you this morning. My sermon this morning is titled One. One. O-N-E, One. Dear God, thank you again for being such a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord, for being the God of salvation. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for laying down your crown in heaven, a sinless eternity, and coming to this sin-cursed earth to die for sinful, wretched men. I thank you, dear God, that you willingly went to the cross. You willingly gave up yourself as a sacrificial lamb for the payment of our sins. I thank you, dear God, for the day that we, each of us, trusted you to be our Savior. I still remember the day, 21 years of age, on my way to hell, when I prayed and asked you to save my soul from hell. And these dear folks, I'm sure most of them, if not all, can remember the day that they trusted you to be their Savior. Not church, not a baptism, not a religious work, but you. I want to thank you for being the one, the only one, that can save our souls. Please bless, meet with us, dear Holy Spirit of God. Bless the nursery, the junior church, the meeting this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Again, 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Verse 6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. There is one God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah, God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen. Allah is a curse. Muhammad, cursed be his name, is dead in the ground. All the false religious leaders are buried, burned, rotted, and their corpses are rotting as we speak. Only one rose from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself, God in the flesh. Only God could resurrect himself. Only God can make us the creator of heaven and earth. I'm talking about the one that you need this morning. Not another God, not a false God, not a heathen God, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the God of the new perverted scriptures or Bibles that have been handed out for the last 100 years. The God of the King James Bible. The God who brings revival, the God who saves souls, the God who created people to worship him and love him. That one God. And God says there's one mediator in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 5. Not Mary. Not the saints. Not icons, not statues, no, not some other way, not some other religion where all the roads lead to the same God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. There's not many ways to Jesus. There's not many ways to heaven. There's not many ways to God. It is only through the Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Now, either Jesus is a liar or he's God Almighty. You need to decide that. Without God, we are nothing. You individually are one. But without God, you will be nothing. And as a matter of fact, God says in Isaiah, you'll be less than nothing. How is that possible, Pastor? How can you be less than nothing? Well, the soul that you have, Jesus said, you'll lose it. That one soul, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, you will lose it in hell. One soul, one life, one God, one crucifixion, one resurrection, one God coming again, one Lamb of God, one Lord of Lords, one King of Kings. Do you know the one? Not just an abstract higher power. Do you know the one who created you? Not some fictitious liar, Not some fictitious God made up from theology classrooms. Do you know the one God, the one mediator, the only one that can save your soul from hell? Do you know him, the Lord Jesus Christ? You don't become a Christian because you walk inside church doors. You don't become a car when you walk into a car dealership. You don't become a burger when you walk into a fast food restaurant. You ask the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who died for our sins, to save your only soul in this only life that you have right now. You are born one time physically. You are going to die one time physically. And in order to meet that one God in one eternity, in one heaven, you're going to need to be born again one time before you die. I'm talking about one this morning is more important than two. One is not the loneliest number because God's number is one. You may be lonely this morning, but God's number is one. You may believe the Beatles song. You may believe what they wrote about Hare Krishna being their God and worshiping a heathen God, but that's not the God of the Bible. Take your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 5, please. I'm preaching on one this morning. Romans chapter 5. There's one faith, one baptism, one Lord, the Bible says. Do you have a religion or do you have the one God that can save your soul? Amen. My God is sinless. My God is the creator of the universe. Colossians 1 says it's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about one this morning. Romans chapter number 1, the Bible says, starting in verse number 6, verse number 6. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 6. For when we were yet without Christ, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Now please pay attention to this verse, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. God didn't make you to be confused. The devil in the world and the public government schools have done a pretty good job of doing that. But God made you the way he wanted to make you. You are the only one like you in all of eternity. You are the only one individual that will ever be like you for all eternity. There is only one you. No one else will ever be like you, ever. And Jesus died for you. If you were the only one, Jesus would have come the same way he did before, just to die for you. You are unique. You are an individual. And God wants to save your personal soul from hell before you die. One sin in the garden cursed mankind. God made everything perfect, sinless, paradise. God made everything where there was no curse on the earth. But one sin wreaked more havoc and curse than they thought it would. You see, you never know which sin will be the sin that will start to destroy your life. One sin caused all of mankind to fall. The Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. Hebrews says that every transgression demands a punishment. God says, be not deceived in Galatians chapter 6. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The consequence of one sin, eating the fruit, caused a catastrophe on all of mankind. The consequence of one decision, one sin, one mistake, one error, one wrong word, one wrong action, one wrong thought, and one bad thought, and one deception is going to have a bigger consequence than you think it will have. Just one. It just takes the first one, the first exaggeration, the first lie, the first cuss word, the first time you use God's name in vain, the first cigarette, the first marijuana smoke, the first alcoholic drink, the first act of rebellion, the first time hanging out with the wrong crowd, the first time not reading your Bible in a day, the first time not praying on your knees in a day, the first time missing church when the doors were open. The first time is the most important time because it leads to an habitual habit started by one act, one thought, one sin that Jesus came and died for one time. The first time you didn't go soul winning when you were supposed to. The first time you robbed God by not tithing. The first time you disobeyed your parents. The first time you rebelled against your husband. The first time you dishonored your parents. The first time you talked back to your parents. The first time you talked back to your authority. The first time you were caught speeding, the first time you stole something and nobody knew about it, the first time you fornicated, the first time you broke the law, the first time you were handcuffed, the first time you stood before a judge, the first time you went to jail or prison, the first time was one time. You didn't think it was that bad. But see, Satan's a lot slicker than you are. He's a deceiver. And he deceives you because you just think it's just one time. But it's the first time that's going to get you that one time. And now you're caught. And you think, I can't get out of this trap that I'm in. Pastor, you don't know how long it's been. It's been 5, 10, 20 years since I've gone to church. It's been 5, 10, 20 years since I prayed and read my Bible. It's been years since I've done right. It only takes one time, one moment, to get right with God. It only takes one God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to get you right again. One sin, one thought, one disobedient act, one treasonous act, one rebellious act. I have one God that'll cure that. One time. One time. You have one life to live. Today could be your last day. Today could be my last day. We could take our last breath today and you'll miss the one time, the only time in all of eternity that you can get right with God now. And it will be a shame for all eternity to go out into eternity knowing that you could have gotten right one time and you neglected that one time from the one God that made you as unique as you are. First time you stood before a judge. Your first defeat and became a defeatist. Your first victory and you were full of yourself. One wrong turn. Did you ever take a wrong turn when you're driving? You waste a lot of time, remember? Remember, especially super highways, you got to go 5, 10, 20 miles to turn around to make up some lost time. One turn, one wrong turn, one wrong turn. whether it's driving or one wrong turn in life. The first time listening to ungodly advice and counsel, the first time will get you. You didn't think it was that bad. One thought of quitting, one thought of giving up, one thought of never quitting, and one thought of never giving up. Which one are you thinking about? That one thought will determine the rest of your life and eternity. It'll be one day that you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, or one day that you reject him in one life. There's one heaven and there's one hell. There's one death that you're going to face, a physical death. There's going to be one judgment seat of Christ for the saints. And there will be one great white throne judgment for the lost who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. How can children grow up in the same home and yet be so different in the way they talk and act and live their lives? How can church people have gone to the same church house, listen to the same kind of preaching, yet be so different in the way they believe and live? How can citizens of the same country who have been given the same rights and privileges and liberties turn out so different? One time, you listened to the wrong person. One time, you got in the wrong car. One time, you went over the wrong house. One time, you yoked up with somebody you had no business yoking up with. One time. If you don't believe that, ask people who got gonorrhea, syphilis after dancing in a nightclub dance floor. Ask somebody who's paid 18, 21 years of child support for one time. One time. I'm talking about one God this morning. I'm talking about one individual, you individually. If I could talk to you this morning, just you and I together, I'm talking to you individually this morning. You have one life. You have one decision to live for Christ or not to live for Christ, to reject him or not to reject him. The consciences of God's people are seared. They come and sit and listen, the Bible says, but they do not obey the words of God. That's okay. God's got one act of God himself. You know what I'm talking about. Housing market collapse, recession, a 9/11, a Pearl Harbor, stock market crash, a depression, one vote, one act of Congress, one shot at Fort Sumter, one shot at Bunker Hill. Some one thing is going to happen to you from one God to make you think that you only have one short life and you better get it right before you take your last breath. This is not a game. We're talking about eternity. We're talking about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to give us life and eternity in heaven. And we just blow it off. We think little of it. We're more interested in our Easter bunnies and eggs and the worship of Ishtar than we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's sad and pitiful. There is one resurrection. There's one Savior, one God. It only takes one humble, one sincere prayer from one individual to turn the heart and turn the mind back to the one God that created you. One man's sin entered into the world, the Bible says, and death by sin. You and I were born sinners because of Adam and Eve. Generations following one sin, the consequences of it. But my one God can justify myself. My one God can justify your one soul that you have. Don't put it off, ladies and gentlemen. My God can save your soul. My one God can save your one soul. Are you saved this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ, the one God? One life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. One is the number of God, for God is one. The eternal Father as seen by his Son. One is the most powerful number in eternity. We all come from the same paternity. One God, one Father, one Maker, Creator, along with His Son, the only testator. One is not the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is much better than two. You may say, what can be worse than the number one? Your death will reveal the answer if you reject the Son. Because even your one soul, you'll lose forever. In hell, you'll realize from God, you've been severed. People think they're number one, but they're really not. They think they're cool or hot or some big shot. That one soul that they now have will be taken away to the place called hell on that wide, broad way. And then the loneliest number will be less than one when they realize then they'll have none. No more opportunities to hear the gospel in the less than lonely, burning, hot hostel. No more opportunities to come to God's house, burning alive where the flames never get doused. No more opportunities to pray for salvation in the lake of fire, the place of damnation. No more listening to good old gospel songs amidst the less than lonely burning throngs. No more invitation to trust Jesus as Savior. Not one caring minister or pastor. Not one more church bell to ring the songs of Zion because you chose Satan, the devouring lion. For all eternity, this one thought you will remember. Your refusal and rejection, not willing to surrender. You shall learn what God meant by less than nothing when all your life you thought you were really something. You will remember the blessed one who you rejected to the gospel message that you objected. You will remember the folks who loved you so much while you criticized their religion as a crutch. You will beg and you will plead for one drop of water while the flames are burning hotter and hotter. You will cry and pray for the resurrected one to hear after you worship the God of this atmosphere. This one thought shall eternally haunt your mind. The one God and one Savior you declined. You thought you had it all while you were alive. You believe the lies that you would survive. But now eternity has started, and you have sealed your fate. No time now to get saved in hell. Much too late. You will try to scream and wail and bitterly yell. It will be in vain as your eternity has started in hell. Not one gracious deed, not one kind word, not one soul who loves the Lord. Not one soul who loves the Lord. Not one bird singing, not one day of sun, not one drop of water. Absolutely none. You do not think that only one choice would place you in hell where none do rejoice. One God, one Jesus Christ who rose from the dead. But you didn't want to hear it, you said. Only the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, but you chose a devil that you've eternally wed. You may make light of the Word of God and the preaching of the Word of God. You may make light of coming to church and making excuses why you don't. You may criticize your husband, your wife, your parents, your children. You may have that beam in your eye while you're criticizing someone else who's got a mote in their eye. This is not a game that we're playing. We're standing between heaven and hell this morning, where one soul is going to go out into eternity and go to a place either heaven or hell based on one decision that they made on either receiving or rejecting the one God that created them. If you're not saved here this morning, I would urge you and beg you to get saved. If you're not right this morning, this may be your only time to get right. Let's all stand, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, I do want to thank you, dear God, for saving my soul from hell. I have no idea where I would be today had that lady not share the gospel with me and open a Bible, the King James Bible, and show me that I was a sinner deserving hell. I want to thank you for your grace and for your mercy, your long suffering that allowed me to live until that day. I think about these in this room, these folks listen to my voice. They think they got a long life ahead of them. They've made plans for today, tomorrow, next week. And often, how often we've read, we've heard, we've even witnessed lives cut short. Boys and girls, teenagers, young adults didn't realize they were going to die so soon. Had not prepared their one life, their one soul for one eternity. Dear God, please speak to our hearts. Dear Holy Spirit of God, speak to our hearts, whether it's for salvation or whatever it is the Holy Spirit of God has spoken to our hearts about. Please meet with us, dear God. Bless this invitation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your need is, you come and do business with God.